Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Fujiwara Power Systems Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Sir Sumant Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and very warm welcome to Fujiwara Power Systems Q3 FY26 post-result earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have management team being represented by Mr. Pavan Kumar Garg, Chairman and Joint Managing Director, Mr. Yogesh Dua, CEO and Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Kumar, Non-Executive Director, and Mr. Prashant Gupta, CFO. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for Q&A. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sumant. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to speak with you once again and to share an update on our operating and financial performance for the quarter and nine months ended with 31st December 2025. Before discussing the number, I would like to thank our customers, channel partners, employees, and shareholders for their continuous trust in Fujiwara. The period under review marks another step forward in our journey as the listed company, with steady execution across operations, manufacturing, and distribution. In Q3 FY26, we delivered a strong performance with revenue from operations of rupees 5,885 million, representing a year-on-year growth of 73.8%. This performance reflects the strength of our integrated business model and ability to scale. EBITDA for the quarter more than doubled compared to the same period last year, the margin expanding to 18.7%. On a cumulative basis, revenue of nine months reached rupees 17,537 million, growing 65.4% year-on-year, while EBITDA increased to rupees 3,188 million, with margins improving to 18.2%. A key driver of our growth has been our continued focus on expanding and strengthening our distribution network. During the quarter, we added over 60 distributors, more than 400 dealers, and 20 exclusive showcase outlets, taking our total channel partners base over 8,200. This expansion allows us to deepen our reach in existing markets while entering new locations. The showcase format continues to support customer engagement by offering system guidance, installation support, and financing assistance at local level. On the operations front, we are excited to announce the successful commissioning of our 1 GW solar cell manufacturing plant at Dadri, Uttar Pradesh. With this facility, Fujiwara has taken meaningful steps towards backward integration with an investment of approximately rupees 300 crores. With this new capacity, the company now operates a total 1.6 GW of solar panel manufacturing capacity, with 1.2 GW at Dadri. The newly commissioned solar cell capacity will be used entirely for captive consumption, significantly enhancing our supply chain security and reducing our reliance on imported solar cells. The plant manufactures mono-PERC DCR solar cells, which are essential for meeting demands from government-subsidy-based rooftop solar projects. This in-house production gives us a clear competitive advantage as we continue to focus on the domestic market. Additionally, the execution of this project also reflects our internal capabilities. The Dadri solar cell plant was completed within a short period of 6 months, faster than industrial timeline standard, highlighting our execution capability and commitment to timely delivery. As India solar adoption continued to accelerate, we see favorable long-term outlook for our business. The government's focus on achieving 300 gigawatt of installed solar capacity by 2030, along with rising awareness of energy saving and increasing grid instability, creates growing addressable market for our products. Our focus remains on strengthening our manufacturing capabilities, expanding our channel network, and further improving our customer experience. As we move forward, our focus will remain on scaling our distribution network, build strong relationship with our partners, and maintaining service quality as volume grow. We continue to build Fujiyama as an end-to-end solar solution provider. Our emphasis remains on disciplined execution. With our presence spanning manufacturing, distribution, and after-sales support, we believe we are well placed to capture the opportunities presented by India's growth, solar growth. Before I conclude, I would like to congratulate the entire Fujiyama team for successful commissioning of the Dadri solar cell facility and for their consistent efforts across functions. I would also like to thank our shareholders for their continued confidence in us. We remain committed to building a business that delivers long-term value while supporting India's transition towards clean and reliable energy. Thank you. I will hand over to our CFO, who will take you through the detailed financial. After that, we will be happy to take your queries. Thank you.
Thank you, Bhavanji. Good afternoon, everyone. I will take you through the financial performance for the quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2025. Let me begin with the quarterly results. During quarter 3, FY26, revenue from operations was Rs. 5,885 million compared to Rs. 3,386 million in quarter 3 last year, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 73.8%. EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 1,099 million, more than double compared to last year, with margins expanding to 18.7% from 15.5%. Profit after tax for the quarter was Rs. 673 million, with a PAT margin of 11.4% compared to 8.9% in the corresponding period last year. The improvement in the profitability on a year-on-year basis was largely driven by better gross margins, which improved by 2.1%. This was supported by higher in-house manufacturing across solar panels, inverter, and batteries. For the past year, solar panel manufacturing capacity increased from 439 megawatt to 1,639 megawatt, power electronics from 1,143 megawatt to 1,743 megawatt, while battery capacity expanded from 1,363 megawatt hours to 1,863 megawatt hours. These additions increase the share of captive manufacturing and reduce reliance on external sourcing. Scale benefits from higher volume further supported the cost absorption. Employee benefit expenses and other costs also improved as a percentage of revenue on a net basis. Employee costs declined by 0.3%, while other expenses reduced by 0.2%, reflecting operating discipline. Let me now discuss the sequential performance. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, revenue from operations increased by 3.6% compared to second quarter FY26, whereas EBITDA and PAT increased by 6.7% and 7.0% respectively compared to previous quarter. The sequential improvement as a percentage of revenue in margins was supported by a 0.9% expansion in gross margins, driven by continued backward integration and scale efficiencies. Employee benefit expenses increased by 0.4% during the quarter, largely due to plant headcount additions ahead of upcoming capacity expansions. This also included a one-time impact arising from changes to wage definition under the new labor codes. Other costs were a marginal net increase of 0.2%. Moving to the nine-month performance, for 9 months FY26, revenue from operations was ₹17,537 million compared to ₹10,603 million in the same period last year, representing a growth of 65.4%. EBITDA for the period was ₹3,188 million, up 88.1% year-on-year, with margins expanding to 18.2% from 16%. Profit after tax was ₹1,978 million with a PAT margin of 11.3% compared to 9.9% in 9 months of FY25. The improvement in 9 month profitability as a percentage of revenue was primarily driven by a 1.4% expansion in gross margins. Employee costs and other operating expenses remained broadly stable as a percentage of revenue on a net basis, reflecting cost control as the business scales. That concludes my remarks on the financial performance. We can now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankit Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just want the progress on the battery line that we are expecting on the commissioning on March 26th. So shall we expect the revenue contribution in Q1 FY27?
You are asking about the battery line at Ratlam or something else?
Battery line at Dadri.
Means solar cell line, na?
I'm asking about the battery line at Dadri, which we are targeting the commissioning by March 26.
Actually, sir, there is a new line at Ratlam, not Dadri, basically. Just I check if there is any confusion. Dadri, okay. Sir, there is no expectations of any battery line at Dadri. Actually, one new line is coming at Ratlam, basically. At Ratlam, three lines are coming. One is solar module line, 2 gigawatt, and lithium-ion pack line, 2 gigawatt, and inverter or power electronics line, 2 gigawatt, basically.
Okay.
Dadri only solar panel line was expected and solar cell line was expected. Both are commissioned already. Slide number 8.
You can refer the slide number 8 for that, okay. Or for the earning presentation. You can get the detailed idea from there.
Okay, done. So, should we expect the revenue contributing in Q1 FY27 from Ratlam facility, right?
Yes. Q1 27, yes, new Ratlam lines will contribute definitely for revenue contribution.
Okay, and could you just give me the revenue split for the for this quarter? How much the battery has contributed and how much the...
Product split?
Yeah, product split.
Product-wise revenue or something else?
Product-wise.
Okay. So, last page है ना? आप बता दीजिए. This is page number
20. No. So, for panel out of 17, you want for the quarter, right?
for this quarter?
Yes. So out of 5,884, around 298 crore was for solar panel, 100 crore for battery, and around 1600 for electronics, and rest in others category.
And so I was going through the financial statement, and I've noticed the margin expansion in this quarter. So could you just clarify the reason behind it, and should we expect the same expansion going forward, or 19% is sustainable?
The margin expansion is mainly due to our scaling, that benefit that we have received. So when you compare with the quarter to, are you referring here quarter to quarter?
Quarter to quarter, yes.
Yes, so when we talk on the quarter sequential basis of quarter two versus the quarter three, so we have around 0.9% as a percentage to revenue or margin increase due to our scaling benefits. And as you know that in the past 1 year, we have increased our in-house manufacturing of solar battery and panel both. So that we just narrated in our opening remarks. So that's the main contributor of increasing the overall margin from 11.08% to 11.44%. That's the main reason.
Okay, done. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Bisani from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to check what would be the approximate inner, cost saving that would happen from the integration of the solar cell line at Dadri?
Okay. Regarding solar cell line, one thing I want to explain here. We had targeted total budget of solar cell line was around 400 crore while we completed this line in around 300 crore. So this is one of the main achievement of the company. I am coming to product wise also, but here I want to explain this factor also. Okay, in installing this line, we saved big amount. And regarding the like integration benefit, because DCR mainly PM Surya Ghar Yojana and subsidy based business, we are not getting much business because we are not getting sales from the market basically. So we are getting very few quantity from the market. Now as this is integrated in house cell manufacturing, so first thing, our revenue will definitely, this facility will increase our revenue because we can get subsidy-based business as well. Again, that DCR cells are very, demand and supply gap is very high. So, cost of DCR cells are higher side. So definitely, margin side also, we will get benefit from this integration.
Sir, could you quantify that?
Quantify at this stage is very difficult, sir. This is actually solar cell is like a new experience. First, we ramp up properly. We already started it, and we are getting sales, and we are confident at the end of this quarter we will be ramping up to fully this, and in next quarter at the end of this quarter we will we can say something about this basically when we fully ramp up with this line, then we can comment on this part. More probably in next earning call we will give more details.
Got it. Okay, sir. And sir, on the Ratlam new facility, what would be the peak potential of revenue, and you know how much we are able to get on the utilization front for, let's say, next year and year after that?
Okay. After Ratlam facility fully commissioning, our total manufacturing capacity will be approximate double, we can say. And you can say like revenue potential is also double in that case. We can go up to double, but we are not committing it will be done, but we will try basically. Because manufacturing means not that we get total sale. We will try, and opportunity is there, market demand is there, and definitely this facility, double the capacity will give good revenue and good margins.
Understood, sir. But just on, so till when we are trying to achieve that utilization, like around 100% or 90% utilization, till what year we are trying to expect that?
Okay.
Sir, just rough guidance. Nothing I'm holding you to. Just rough guidance.
I think what I can say definitely at least 50% we would utilize in next year and 100% in second next year. Or maybe if you have like with good wishes of yours, maybe we could use fully maybe in next year, but not confident, not we can commit basically, comment on that part. If demand is there in the market, but
we shall try to utilize all the production capacity that we are trying to build up in Ratlam. And we are very positive about this, and let us hope that we may utilize the maximum capacity by this year.
Okay, sir.
Coming year to
come. One more on the solar rooftop business. Sir, till when it is mandated by the government to use, you know, to be able to use a non-DCR cell as well? So, like, I'm asking till from when the there would be mandate to use compulsory DCR cells in solar rooftop subsidy business?
No, sir, in subsidy business, only DCR solar cell is being utilized wherever the subsidy is there. Wherever there is no subsidy, there is a flexibility of using non-DCR. But by June 26, there is new notification which is being implemented. We are expecting that this cell be implemented in June 26. There, all kind of solar panel utilization will be through DCR cell only.
Grid connected only.
Yes.
Grid connected.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajesh from ET Solution. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to know, what is your procedure to get new company on board? Like, if some company, they wanted to work with you, so how do you get them on board?
New company on board.
Sir, we appoint distributors to work with us. Majorly, our distributors are our buyers. So, we have a process of making distributors, and we first check their current market standing, their current business size, their statement we check, and their bankability we check, and then we make them our distributors after they invest in our company. Am I clear, sir? Hello? Need to hold on.
Yes, can you hear us?
I think line is disconnected, Rajesh sir.
The line of Rajesh has been disconnected, sir. We will move ahead.
Okay.
So the next question is from the line of Anuj Upadhyay. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers, sir. Sir, just want to get a sense on the capex which would be incurred on the Ratlam capacity, and if you can give a breakup across all capacity expansion across inverter, battery and module, like 2 gigawatt each which would be expanding, how much capex would go for all three, and if you can provide the segregation, that would be helpful.
Sure. So Anuj, the overall size excluding land in terms of in INR millions, it is around 272 crores. Specifically, if we ask on out of these 272 crores, 159 is for machine. And if we further segregate this machine, so 106 crore will be for solar module, 28 crore for the solar inverter, and 25 crore for lithium-ion battery. And rest other other than this 159 of machinery, rest is for utilities and IT and rest of the expenses.
Okay, okay, that's helpful. And secondly, on your the cell plant. Now the plant has been commissioned. By when can we expect the full stabilization to happen, sir?
At the end of this quarter, we are expecting maximum utilization, basically. And yes, please.
So roughly around 80% is something which is achievable by the end of this quarter.
Yes. We are now about around 40% at this time. And at the end of this quarter, we are expecting up to 80%, basically.
Fine. And can you again quantify, sir, in the current quarter in terms of megawatt, how much we had sold or executed in the overall rooftop per se, and all the same number for 9 months as well?
Megawatt.
In terms of megawatts. For the 9 months, we sold around 160 megawatts of solar panels. And when we talk about the similar
number, it wasn't clear.
460 megawatt solar panels.
460. Okay.
460, yes. And for the similar period in last year, we sold 255 megawatts of solar panels.
And this is for full year, FY25, you are saying?
9 months. No, this is for the same quarter.
Nine months. Okay, sorry.
Right. And for inverter, we sold around 900 megawatt of inverter, charger and UPS. And for the last year, the same number was, number for the same period was 508 megawatt.
508 megawatt. Got it. Any guidance you'd like to give for FY27? How much we are targeting in terms of megawatt sales?
Megawatt sales, okay. Kitna rakhte hain? 1500 ka
man. For FY27, you are asking?
Yeah, any guidance that would be helpful.
You can just double this 9 months, basically, I would say. Kitna abhi,
okay, abhi so roughly you are saying close to around 800-900.
No. Just a minute. Give me. We will do minimum 1 gigawatt each, solar panel, inverter and battery.
1 gigawatt you are saying, no, sir? Okay.
Each solar panel, battery. More. We will try more, basically.
Okay. And can you also mention what the current debt level? I mean, in the presentation, nowhere it was mentioned about the current debt status, sir.
Yeah, it's around
470.
Yes. It is including term loan, working capital, vendor finance, all collectively.
All inclusive. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Fine, sir. And if may I ask the last question, if the time permits, just to get your view on the recent rise in the raw material prices, especially the silver and aluminium. So would it have any kind of impact on our profitability, or, you know, the market is as such, we can pass it on to the consumer. So your view on this, sir, and how exactly things are panning out here?
Increase or decrease, all will be passed to customers, sir. Any increase in or decrease in price will be passed to customer. And in last two, 3 days, there is much more relief what market was doing before 2-3 days. And now in last 2-3 days, much relief is there.
Okay, fine, fine, sir. That's it from my end. And thanks for the opportunity and wish you good luck, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman from Augmenta. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, a couple of questions. First, from the yesterday's budget highlight, if I'm not wrong, the government has withdrawn the basic custom duty, which was 0% earlier, and they have increased it to 7-10% on the wafers and the value chain prior to sale. So if you could highlight on that. And secondly, my question is on that. I saw that we have recently put up the cell line, which is Monopark. So according to the conversation we were having with the industry people or the companies which we are invested in earlier, so everyone was of the view that your wafers won't be available for Monopark for a long period of time. Because everyone has shifted to TOPCon and similarly to other technology like HJT or etc. So if you could throw some light on this Monopark thing and also on the the removal of the basic 0% basic custom duty on wafers.
Okay, sir. First we take about the custom duty on wafers, and we try to go through the various. This was one more question from one more person, and evidence of this that there is any custom duty on wafer. Actually, one thing found that black wafer can be used as DCR cell only. No blue wafer can be used, and this was earlier as well. Custom duty, there was no evidence in the budget that there is any custom duty on the wafer. And only polysilicon is some persons told that there is some provision of custom duty on polysilicon. That is material to be used to make the wafer. But at this time, regarding our business, we are not using Indian wafer. So that will not affect our purchasing cost in that case, if there is some change in the custom duty of polysilicon. Regarding the wafer, there is no change in custom duty on wafers.
Okay, and on that Monopark thing?
Regarding the Monopark, you can see the most US is using Monopark more and more in place of TOPCon. So we are not we have checked from China. So we are not experiencing any
So we can use both mono and TOPCon cells. There is no major differences.
Many wafer is asking the wafer supply. In next 3-4 years, there is no such evidence in China that we cannot get the wafer basically for other places, because US also using mostly PERC cell basically at this time.
And also some there are a lot of other cell manufacturers which are continuing manufacturing for mono, and there is a major scale of consumption of mono wafers, and there is no issue in that. And in our supply chain, there is no issue in consumption of mono. And the efficiency difference versus the price difference is also a good economics for our Indian consumers. So we think it's a good equation for at least 3 years. After that, we can think of converting this mono line into TOPCon line, which is a clear possibility, and we can do that.
Sir, because the intensity of capex for let's say 1 gigawatt monopack line, if I'm not wrong, that your company has invested approximately 250 to 300 crores for a 1 gigawatt of monopack line, and similarly for the TOPCon thing, this cost would be easily upwards of 500 crores, right? So there could be some material differences, and the major manufacturers in the country are going for TOPCon line. So there could be some reason, right, for this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely, sir. Before 6 months, when we decided, we had to take the decision: should we go for TOPCon or should we go for monopark? So we realized that if we go for monopark, we can complete the line within 6 months, and if we go for TOPCon first line, so minimum we require 1 year. Then this 6 months we would have revenue loss totally, because cell is not the main component for us. Cell makes the module and module makes the SPGS. For this small small cell, we have big revenue loss basically. So we decided to go for PERC, and this early commissioning is possible because PERC is well established in India. It was easy, and you can see we are ramping up fast basically. Yes, sir. We save the cost in the line, and because when we given the order of line at 6 months before, then we could negotiate better, because this was like going technology for China or other countries, and the many companies who order 1 year ahead us, we completed faster than them. Some of the companies give order 1 year in advance, and they have given the PERC line order, and we completed faster than those.
And sir, what's your sense on the guidelines for the DCR thing? Because according to the government notification and everything, and so it should be implemented by June or July of this year, maybe 2026. So because I believe we don't have adequate cell capacity, domestic cell manufacturing capacity in the country. So the timelines will be shifted, or like how are we seeing it?
So we expect that this timeline will be shifted by a few months. And even if it does not shift, it's good for Indian industry, maybe because capacity is in the pipeline, and the pipeline will mature faster, I think.
Yes.
That way.
Because we do in stress, na, basically. we perform better in stress.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Udit from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good set of results. Sir, the slide number 12 is very interesting, where you talk of almost a 40 to 45% CAGR projected for the rooftop solar market. So, could you give us like a broad picture and what the government targets are, and for the subsidy and for the non-subsidy rooftop market, what is the projection and what are we trying to capture? Just so that we understand what are the tailwinds in the sector.
Yes, sir. Actually, there is a historical CAGR of 45%, and the upcoming industry expectation is also 40 to 43% CAGR. And in the last budget, we have also seen that there is a continued support for the rooftop solar. So we expect that this CAGR is possible and it will happen.
And sir, regarding right now, if we, what is the percentage of solar panel in the in our complete product, in you know, in the complete package, if we talk of
percentage in terms of revenue or percentage in terms of megawatt?
In terms of revenue, sir. Say suppose we are talking that we have done 460 megawatt in the 9 months. That and we have done. So what, like, what is the percentage of solar panel in the complete system that we supply?
So in terms of value, out of our total revenue, generally it amounts to 45 to 47% out of 100 rupees.
Actually, sir, per watt, cost of solar panel is higher than per watt cost of inverter or per watt cost of battery, basically. So that's why total revenue from the solar panel side is higher.
I was just trying to understand, sir, that what our production capacity is there, because right now we are doing, say, approximately around 650 to 700 megawatt per year is what we will be doing. And now we are adding 1 gigawatt for DCR subsidy business and further 2 gigawatt in Ratlam. So our capacity would go up to almost, say, what, 3.5 to 4 gigawatt.
Right.
Am I understanding correct?
Right, right, sir, right. Right. Okay. So, sir, actually, this 3 gigawatt or 3.5 gigawatt is nameplate capacity, sir. Or what is, if we study all over industry average, so normal capacity is around 80% basically of nameplate capacity in every, this is industry average, and like utilization is again 80% of normal capacity. So we can say that utilization, if 65% or 66% utilization is there, then we can say that industry understand it good utilization basically. This is industry average basically, nameplate capacity. Because Chinese, when sold the machine, they calculate 365 days, 24 hours, and biggest size panel basically. That is nameplate capacity. Suppose one line can produce up to 700 watt panel, and it produces all over the year 700 watt, and 24 hours we run, then it will be 1 gigawatt line will produce 1 gigawatt solar panel. But it doesn't happen every time because biggest panel is not produced every time, and there are holidays and there are some maintenance work and etc. Then normal capacity is around 80%, and good utilization is 80% of normal capacity. If, it means 64 to 65% utilization is peak, most of the cases is peak utilization.
So sir, regarding this 1 gigawatt cell and module facility which has come up at Dadri, since it's the subsidy business that we were not doing earlier, do you think we can ramp up the production and the sales very fast for this, or it will take time?
Yes, sir, we can do it very easily because the customers are same, the channel partners are same, which are continuously asking from last 2-3 years to give us this DCR panel, and we are giving them as much as possible. So this facility will help us give access to this production of DCR solar panel, and we'll be able to consume in house all we can produce.
Okay. So suppose we run it at 80%, so almost 800 megawatt of DCR market we can capture in the coming year.
Yes, 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 we can.
Okay.
We could achieve only few customers. We could achieve only few sales, DCR sales from competitors before we start this DCR cell manufacturing. So our dealer distributors were not happy so much. We are not giving enough material to them, basically.
You mean to say there is a lot of demand for it? Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, lot of demand, sir. Yeah. Now we could make happy our dealer distributor, basically.
Great. And what is the difference between the DCR cell and non-DCR cell as of today?
DCR cell means domestic content. Basically, India-made cell is DCR cell, sir.
No, in price-wise, I mean, sir.
Repeat, sir, please.
Realization.
Price, because demand and supply, there is a big gap. So, price for DCR is higher, sir.
What would be the range? So like earlier it was around 8 to 10 rupees gap. That's still the range or?
It depends month on month basis, sir. When according to demand, price sometimes fluctuates, sir, basically.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajesh from ET Solution. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I got disconnected before. So my question is, how do you onboard if any new company wants to work with you? So what is the process
before? Sorry to interrupt. Sir, Rajesh, you're quite not audible. Can you please come closer to the mic?
So, Rajeshji, are you able to listen to me?
Yes.
Okay, so
Yes, sir.
Actually, our major business is distribution business, and we appoint distributors, new distributors to work in different areas or our second brand, Fujiyama brand. So, our process to appoint distributor is that check their previous business, the capacity of their doing business and their financials we check, and then their dealer's relationship we check, and then if it is okay, we will take them take their investments to appoint them our distributor. This is the way we follow, sir.
So mujhe ek bata aapko feedback ki hai yaar, I have a phrase like उसके पास अराउंड 500 एम्प्लॉइज है और वो डेटा सेंटर में काम करते हैं, डेटा सेंटर सेक्टर में, ठीक है, और वो 10 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट करने के लिए ये बिजनेस में आना चाह रहे हैं. सुन रहे हैं
सर? आवाज क्लियर नहीं है आपकी.
योर वॉइस इज नॉट क्लियर सर. देयर इज सम इशू.
हेलो.
यस सर.
सुन पा रहे अभी? हेलो, कैन यू हियर मी?
सो योर वॉइस इज echoing. You need to use a headset while asking question, like use a mic device. So the line of Rajesh has been disconnected again. We'll move on ahead.
Our network issue was there.
So shall we move to the next participant?
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
The next follow-up question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Septrade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. So yesterday in the budget, the government said that the basic they have exempted the basic customs duty for solar glass raw materials of solar glass manufacturing. So can our company expect any benefit regarding that decision?
Yes, sir. Definitely, raw material for glass is exempted. Custom duty is reduced from 7.5% to 0%. Then right. Domestic glass, we expected domestic glass we will get at better price, basically.
Okay. So can we expect operating
margin? It will be benefit, and we are using mostly in India-made glass. Major raw material we are using India-made.
So definitely we are expecting better prices in future, coming future.
Okay. And also the customs duty in battery cells was exempted. So can we expect benefits in that angle too?
Customs duty on machines for making the battery is exempted basically, and in previous year this was also exempted basically, because there is one license IGCR. Against IGCR we can clear the machines at zero duty basically, and this facility is continued like last year. So definitely in making the ecosystem in India it will help. There are other licenses also from the government against which we can clear the machines at zero duty. There are various licenses, but this is most easy license basically, IGCR, which can be achieved basically, and machines can be cleared. So to make the ecosystem for battery energy system, it will help. And we have other approaches also to clear the machine at exempted duty. Other licenses are also there, but this is most common license in industry, and new people can easily use this license, IGCR.
Okay. Okay, sir. So we should expect improvement in operating margins in the coming quarter or in the coming year?
Sir, definitely we will try better every time. But there are n number of factors. So
right.
We are keen to make the operations more efficient and more efficient. After COVID, what we did, we work on every problem. Whatever problem comes, it is opportunity to improve basically. Every time we work on problem, and there is one trend in our company that is called CAPA, C-A-P-A, corrective and preventive action. Any problem comes, we generate CAPA, and we work on that. Okay, what is corrective action and what is preventive action? So it improves operational efficiency every time. So we hope and we are keen for making more and more. We are introducing AI in every operations. So in future, definitely you will see more and more operational efficiency.
Okay. Sorry, just a second.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one.
Mr. Udit Sehgal is in the queue.
The next question is from the line of Udit Sehgal from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know what is our pass-through mechanism of the increase in raw material prices, and what are our payment terms?
Okay. Sir, practically what happens, sir, when there is increase in price, what happens, okay, main thing is demand and supply, basically. So all the industry is there to earn something, basically, and all persons increase slowly. Because this year, we can say cell prices are increased by rupees 2 per watt, for example. And we have good stock. then we like China make price hike in cell rupees 2 per watt, then immediately we are not increasing price because we have good stock. So we start with 25 paisa per week increase, so that in 2 months we can pass total price hike to customer. But now in the meantime, silver is coming back and we hope the price of cell will also come down, and we are not required to reach up to that level if it happens. So mostly what happens ke still
basically we communicate our future plans of increasing or decreasing prices to our distributors and channel partners. They stock accordingly, and this way it is passed on to them, sir.
Whatever the stock, we pass slowly. When stock finish, totally increase or decrease is passed to customer. In case of decrease also, it is slowly passed. It is also slowly passed to customer.
So basically, sir, we try to maintain our gross margins. I mean, the the increase or decrease, our gross margin more or less remains in a range, maybe 0.5%.
Yes, sir, because immediately increase, like customer is not happy if we increase immediately. If we have stock, we give the benefit of stock to customer, and we make them comfortable. Okay, yes, price is increasing, and it will be slowly. We give the message in next 8 weeks it will increase 25 paisa per week.
Okay.
Like that.
And even in the solar panels, we are hearing that the use of silver will start coming down because of the increased prices. Some copper paste are being developed, and are we doing any R&D of that sort?
It will take time, sir, years of time. Basically, this process is not easy. Just to replace basically silver paste. Yes, R&D is started basically, but it can take 1 year or 6 months minimum if it is successful, because there is a long experiment for that.
But since we are a B2C business, our sale price is not fixed, so eventually we will pass it on to the consumer, whatever the increase will be.
Yes, sir. So it will happen, sir. Basically, no one can survive without passing, sir.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone, for insightful questions and continued interest in Fujiyama. We appreciate the confidence you place in our company. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationship advisors, Churchgate partners, and we will be glad to assist you. Thank you very much for time and support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Service Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.